Can't go wrong with that one.
No. Well, it's singing good tonight. Could have went on with some more of that. But to be honest with you, I want to preach tonight. It's not that I deserve it. It's not that I'm something great. There's just something stirring down in my soul tonight. And I'd like to preach for the glory of God. So thankful to be in this place. I like what Brother Robert King says. There is no place like this place, anywhere near this place, so this must be the place. And I'm glad to be in this place tonight.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you're saved by the grace of God, been washed in that precious blood tonight? I trust you'll pray for us that God would have His will and His way in everything. Try to be an encouragement to you tonight. I'm going to try to take my time. The more excited I get, the faster I seem to preach and talk. And I'd like to take my time tonight, so you pray for us. You stand with us tonight for the reading of the Word of God, and we'll pray, and then you can be seated. Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 1 said, "The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly, the congregation of Israel, shall kill it in the evening. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the appurtenance thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Our Father God, tonight as we come before the throne of grace once again, thankful tonight, God, for a privilege to stand upon holy ground. We ask you tonight, Father, for that touch and that grace, that liberty, God, that you bring to mind those things which we've studied and we've read about, God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that in everything that you might receive the glory and the honor, God, and if there's one that doesn't know you in the free pardon of sin, that this will be the hour when the saving grace of God would reach down in their soul. God, direct their heart tonight. Help us in everything. For it's in Jesus' dear name we do pray, and amen. You can be seated tonight. And just by way of introduction, before we get into to our thought tonight, I want you to notice first of all that in verse number 2, that the Bible said that this will be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So that their civil year was unchanged, but there was something about to change. change here for them. Listen, it was to be the beginnings of a new relationship with God. And it is a relationship that is based upon the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, when I was born in this world on August the 31st, 1961, that was a wonderful day as far as I'm concerned. But it does not hold a candle to March the 21st, 1971, when God in grace reached down and gave me a new beginning. Made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. But if we notice also in chapter 11, verse 5 and verse number 6, the Bible said that all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. And we'll not read all of that. You can at your leisure. But we find there in verse number 5 and verse number 6 that death was to come to all. That all throughout the land of Egypt, when that plague was on its way, the death of the firstborn, that it was open to every household that could be affected. I mean, listen, there wasn't a one that could be exempt except by the blood. Tonight, then we find in chapter number 12 and verse number 12 that the wages of sin is death. And we know that in Romans 6 and 23, that's what the Bible said, that the wages of sin is death. And if he'd have put a period right there, we'd all be in trouble. But I'm glad, thank God, that he goes on to say, thank God, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you understand tonight that this was that 10th and the last plague that was brought upon those in the land of Egypt, that there was going to be the death of the firstborn in that land. So it was a time of judgment. But that for those of Israel, that God did institute the feast of Passover, and that it required the shedding of the blood. If you notice in these verses tonight, in verse number 3, that he mentions a lamb. In verse number 4, then he mentions the lamb. Verse number 5, it's your lamb. Also notice tonight that the Bible said that if the household be too little for the lamb. You see, it wasn't a problem of there not being enough lamb. I'm glad, thank God, the lamb is enough. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Listen, Paul said it this way, for Christ, even our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So that God did institute that feast of the Passover, and that they were to take that blood. Now understand, it wasn't enough that they had a lamb. It wasn't even enough that the lamb died, but it required that the blood be stricken upon the upper door post and the two side posts. Let me tell you something tonight. It's not enough that you acknowledge Jesus Christ. The Bible said the devils also believe and tremble. You must be washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That there is no other way. That without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But notice tonight in verse number 12. He said, and this is God, said, "I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Now I want you to notice tonight that he did not say that when you see the blood, but he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You see, tonight it doesn't matter if we see the blood or not. Thank God it's whether he sees the blood. We just simply believe what thus saith the word of God. I have never seen the blood, but I know that I know that I know that I know tonight. I thank God that my sins have been washed away. And let me say it this way tonight also. I thank God, I'm glad we're not in the Old Testament economy, because that blood couldn't take away the sin. No, it provided a covering. The sin was still there. It was just covered up. But thank God, as I said last night, on this side of Calvary, thank God, I'm glad my sin hadn't been covered. No. Oh, no, my sin has been washed away. What sin are you talking about? He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's not by your efforts. It's not by your sincerity or your tears, but it is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. You understand tonight that the problem of man, that it is a blood problem. That if you go to the doctor, most of the time they draw out blood and they want to do some tests and run some tests on it because it's a blood problem. I mean, if you have bad enough and have a big enough problem, then they're going to put some blood in you. Why? Because it's a blood problem that mankind has tonight. But aren't you glad that Jesus doesn't have that problem? Oh no, thank God his blood is pure blood. His blood is innocent blood. Because if it were not so, then he could not be the sacrifice for the sin of the world.
Amen. Preach on, brother.
It's a blood problem. Thank God the blood is sprinkled upon the altar to make an atonement.
Amen.
I'm saying tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ settled it all.
Amen.
And that's what I want to preach on tonight, is the blood that settled it all. You understand tonight that this is a blood way, that it's not a works way, it's not a water way, and it's not a wafer way. No, but it's a blood way. I thank God the old songwriter got it right when he said, "Are you washed in the blood?" Thank God, I'm glad I've had a bath. I thank God, listen, been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been settled. And that word settled means to restore calm or peace. It means to be secure, safe, free from doubt and fear. So I got 3 points for you tonight and I'll be done. I say tonight, first of all, the blood of Jesus Christ has settled my past. Oh yeah. Thank God he made me secure in my past. Notice Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 9 tonight. There the Bible said the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth before Baal-Zephon. And then in verse number 23, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." What I need you to understand tonight is that Israel had been slaves and idolaters in the land of Egypt, and that the land of Egypt is a type of the world. But now we find that Israel is fleeing from Egypt, that because of the blood and the strong arm of God, they are out from under that bondage. I bet you understand that the Egyptians under Pharaoh are fleeing after Israel. In other words, their past is on their trail, coming after them. But I'm glad, thank God, the blood settles up the past. I say to each and every one in this building tonight that's been saved by the grace of God, that we've got a past. Before we were washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's some things, I'll just be honest with you, there's some things about me I just assumed you didn't know. I got saved when I was 9 years old. My biggest and my greatest sins occurred after that I got saved by the grace of God. But I want you to know tonight that my past has been on my trail ever since. That the devil has been seeking my destruction, trying to destroy me and trying to destroy my testimony. But I say thank God tonight that the blood of Jesus Christ is enough. Oh yeah, thank God. It doesn't matter what I did back there, because the blood has settled it. The blood has taken care of it. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, created unto good works. The blood has settled my past. Oh yeah. They're fleeing Egypt. Pharaoh's on the trail. Oh, you understand tonight that the enemy is always trying to bring up the past. Well, you know, one of the good things about heaven, I understand the greatest thing's not going to be the street of gold, the walls of jasper. It's going to be the Lord Jesus. But you understand one of the blessings of heaven is there's going to be no more memory of this world. No, thank God. Sin, lift their eyes in hell. What was it Abraham said? Son, remember. He'll never be able to forget. But thank God, I'll never be able to remember. Oh yeah, thank God. There'll be sweet peace forevermore in the presence of God. Yeah, that memory will be wiped clean. Thank God, I won't remember none of my failures. I won't be reminded of none of my sin. Don't it make you want to go? I mean, thank God. The devil's after me and you tonight, trying to keep us constantly reminded of our failures, our sin, and our shortcomings. Isaiah 52:12 said, "You shall not go out with haste nor by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward." You know what that is? That's a rear guard. You know what the Bible said when Israel came out of Egypt and Pharaoh and the armies came after them? There was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night that stood between the camp of Israel and the camp of the Egyptians, so that one could not come near the other all night. The past was doing its best to catch up with Israel, but thank God there was a rear guard back there, and God would not let that past catch up. I'm telling you tonight that Satan might remind you of what you did, and he might be telling you he's going to tell it everywhere, but I want you to know tonight there's a rear guard, and the devil can't do anything without God permitting it. I'm glad the blood settled my past. There's not a one of us here tonight that deserve heaven. Every one of us deserve to be in hell. There's not a one of us have anything to boast in or brag about. Every one of us have a past that we have to deal with. I mean, folks come in, they say, "Preacher, I'm not sure you'd want me here. I've got problems and I've got this to issue." I say, thank God, come right on in and join with the rest of us, because all the rest of us got problems. Every one of us are broken tonight, but thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
I'm broken.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you. I'm just broken tonight. Just welcome to the crowd. When Satan reminds me of my past, just remind him about the blood. Paul said it this way in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before." Don't you imagine that Satan reminded Paul of all of those saints that he put in jail? Don't you imagine that it was a constant reminder to the apostle Paul, or perhaps some that he had killed? Even Stephen, don't you imagine that there was a constant reminder? But he said, "This one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, just letting them go and keeping my eyes firmly fixed on that prize, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." I believe I'll just look to Jesus. He settled my past. But not only that, tonight he settled my present. Notice again in our text tonight in chapter 12, verse number 12. He said, "I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." Then notice in verse number 23, I believe it is, "The Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you." He has settled my present. This night, understand that I am secure in the present.
Amen.
That the blood is a token. Here the blood is a token to them of the promise and the power and the preservation of God. I've never seen the blood tonight, but I've got his word on it that my present is settled. And I'm dealing with and I'm trusting in the promises of God concerning his power and his preservation. Now, I thank God. I'm glad he said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world." I'm glad that he is a very present help in a time of trouble. I thank God. Listen, he's a reward. As I heard one feller put it this way, they say, "I've got you back." Well, I'm glad God's got my back and he's got my front. Thank God that when God saved me by his grace, I've got the indwelling Holy Ghost of God. And not only that, Psalm 34 said, "The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him." Listen, you understand tonight that I'm sealed within and without. I thank God that I got protection on the inside and I've got protection on the outside. And he has settled my presence.
Yeah,
you know, when Satan went up before God and God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Satan said, "Well, how can I? You got him hedged about." I say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, hedged in. Amen. If you're saved tonight, you're hedged in.
Amen.
You're hedged about by the hand of God.
Amen.
Don't you imagine that night in Egypt, when the death of the firstborn, when the hand of death was upon them households, that there must have been screaming and crying. I mean, all throughout that land, what a terrible sound and what a terrible sight it must have been. But in those houses where the blood had been applied, they were safe. I thank God. Listen, they were secure. Their present was secure, though death and judgment was all about them. Everything was all right and under the blood. I'm glad tonight that though we sin terribly, that we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ, the righteous. You ever thought about that woman over there in John chapter 8, that woman taken in adultery?
Very act.
They brought her to Jesus. Where was the man? That's the first question. But there's something to that tonight. Let me borrow you, brother. Sit right here. They woman, I know he's a man's man tonight. But that was a woman that they brought to the Lord Jesus. You understand, they set her in the midst. I don't believe they came down and said, now you have a nice seat. I believe they come and threw her on the ground in front of that mob and before the Lord Jesus Christ. There she is on the ground. And then the Bible said when they began to accuse her and what they were after was accusing him, trying to find something against him. And what does the Bible say that he done? The Bible said that I'm not going to get on the floor and never get back up. But the Bible said he stooped on the ground and began to write. Listen, they kept on accusing. Then you know what happened? He got up. But he must have got her up with him. But you know what was happening? He said, he among you that is without sin, let him first cast a stone. Don't you imagine he got in front of that little woman and said, go ahead and give it your best shot, but you got to get to her through me. Listen, then the Bible said he stooped back down. I know that tonight because the Bible said it. And then it said when they all left that he was still on the ground and she was standing. So he must have got her up.
Amen.
You know what happens in heaven tonight? The Bible said we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Amen.
But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly in the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Amen.
You and I have got an accuser.
Yeah.
And he goes up and begins to accuse us before God. You know what happens? The Lord Jesus, our advocate, he probably stands there and he says, you're absolutely right. Said that Tom Reese, he's worthless. He's a deadbeat. He's a sinful creature. But he says he's one of mine. Said he's covered in the blood. And for you to get to him, you got to go through me. Thank God my prayers and it's settled. Thank you, brother. Thank God I'm glad he settled my prayers and everything's all right. I'm glad I've got that advocate with the Father. I'm glad there is a go-between. I'm glad that when he used me through the blood
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Over there in Genesis chapter 6. God gave Noah the instructions for building that ark, which is a type of Christ. And he told him over there in verse number 14, he said, pitch it within and without with pitch.
Amen.
And my understanding is that pitch is the lifeblood of a tree. And it also, if you look up the word, it has to do with redemption.
Yeah, right.
So there Noah and his family is in that ark. And then storms of judgment begin to blow. The rains begin to fall. The flood waters begin to rise. And there they are in the midst of that ark. Listen, thank God the judgment's on the outside and they're on the inside. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying thank God that I'm sealed with the Holy Ghost power of God. And that what's on the outside can't get to the inside. I am safe and I am secure by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God my past has been settled and my present has been settled. I'm his and he is mine. That ship may toss and turn, the rain may fall, but thank God Noah's safe in that ark. I'm telling you, the winds of judgment may blow in this world. I mean, them rains may fall and them waves may beat against that ship.
Sure.
But that ship is not going down. Jesus said to them disciples, let us pass over to the other side. They should have took him at his word. They wasn't about to go down. I know that the Bible said that the waves beat against that ship so that it was now full. But thank God they had the greatest buoyancy on that ship that could ever be imagined. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood. And that as long as they were with him and he was in the ship, that ship wasn't going to go down. Thank God they were going to make it to the other side. Can I tell you tonight that as long as you're saved by the grace of God, the water may beat against the ship. You may think you're going down, but you've got the promise of the Word of God that one of these days you're going to us up rejoicing, hadn't we? What about when them children of Israel crossing that Red Sea on dry ground? Some 2 million of them folks, I don't know how far them waters parted. I don't know if they spread out 2 million across and crossed all at once. I kind of got my doubts. But listen, what I'm saying is there was some that went in and then come out on the other side before others did. They didn't all get across at the same time. But them that was already on the other side, no doubt was turning around and cheering on them that had yet to make the journey. Thank God, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Thank God. I'm telling you, we're going to cross on dry ground. And they some that have already made the journey, hey, thank God, they're cheering us on. Saying, don't stop, don't quit, don't give up. It's almost over. Settle my past. He settled my present. And then he settled my future. Chapter 12, verse 25. It shall come to pass when you become to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. Notice he didn't say that if you come to the land. He said, but when you come to the land. I believe I read in Judges where the Bible tells us that there is a place where there is no want of anything in the earth. Can I tell you tonight, my future is settled. It's not because of me. I didn't do anything. I deserve to be in hell just like the rest of you. But I'm glad tonight that when he settled my past and he settled my present, all at the same time he settled my future. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, thank God the church sings that song. I know my name is written. I got a little 2.5-year-old granddaughter, almost 2.5. Had her for about 3 hours yesterday. She slept for an hour of it. We was out riding around. And I got to singing that. I know my name is written there. And I got quiet. And at the top of her lungs while we was riding around that car, she says, I know. Man. I know. That's all she says is, I know. Thank God. I'm glad tonight I know. Yeah. I know. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God I know tonight because my future is settled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So I can't help but know. Yeah. Settled my future. Thank God. There's an unknown length of time. I know there was 14 days this lamb is kept up, but if you go over there in Exodus 6, and I'll not read all that, but there's a promise that's made there. He said, I'm going to bring you in. Amen. And later, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, he said, I brought you out. That I might bring you in. Yeah. He brought me out of sin. Yeah. Brought me out of that miry clay.
Thank you, Lord.
That thank God, and he's still doing a work in me. But thank God he brought me out. That one of these days he can bring me in. Jesus said in John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He brought me out and he's going to bring me in. Thank God, the only thing that's going to matter when he comes, it's going to be the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that made the difference in the land of Egypt that night. It was the only thing. It didn't matter what their name was. It didn't matter who their family was. It didn't matter even if they had the lamb on the outside. Only thing that mattered was that blood. Are you washed in the blood? My future is bright. He reminded them that their future was bright. I've got a place. That's what he said, I got a place for you. Of course, they're natural people with a natural promise. God's the church is a spiritual people with a spiritual promise. He's got a place for me. He's got a place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Place by me.
You know what He's doing with me and you? He's just getting us ready to fit in a place. You know when they built the temple that they done all the work out yonder before they ever brought it in and put the stones up. They done all the forming and all the molding so it just fit right where it was supposed to go. You know what's happening right now? Thank God. You know what God's doing with me and you? All these troubles and all these heartaches. All this pressure that me and you are facing. Thank God is just using His tools to form me and you and make us what we ought to be so that when that great day comes, we're going to fit right in.
Amen.
Yeah, when we get over there, He's not going to have to chip this away, chip that away. He's going to take care of that before we ever leave here. Oh, my. And then you know what's going to happen? He's going to put the church on display.
Amen.
Sure is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's a what's the word I'm looking for? A show of His wonderful grace. Yeah. You know what they do? These people do these ceramics that take it, you know, they work on it and they put it in the kiln, then they bring it out and they paint it, put it back in the kiln. And when it's all finished, everything's just all shiny and glazes. I mean, and what do? They put it up on a shelf. Say, look what I done. You know what God's doing? He's putting us through the fire and He brings us out a while. He puts us through the fire. He's just putting a glaze on us. One of these days, He's going to put the church on display. I'm glad my future is settled because of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I get weary from the journey, the blood reminds me that my future is settled. Paul said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with Him in glory. Thank God. When I see the blood, I've never seen the blood, but I know it's there. Because I believe God's word tonight. I'm glad the blood of Jesus Christ settled my past. The blood of Jesus Christ has settled my present. And the blood of Jesus Christ has settled my future. You understand tonight that there will be no entrance to heaven without the blood of Jesus Christ. You understand tonight it doesn't matter how religious you are, how committed you are to Bible study and prayer and church attendance, that without you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll never make heaven. Never make heaven. It still takes the blood. Nothing but the blood. I like that. Or just that phrase. Nothing but the blood. It's the blood tonight. I understand religion and the world doesn't care much for that. But you understand when you take the blood out of anything, it's dead. And that's what's happening in the religions of this world. They're removing the blood. And when you remove the blood, you remove the life. And what you have is dead and death. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I tell you tonight, if I didn't know my sins were washed in the blood, I believe I'd be finding me an altar. I believe I'd be getting this thing settled tonight. If you're not sure that your past, present, and future has been settled by the blood, I believe I'd come to Jesus tonight. Come. I'm going to ask them to come and get a song, however you want to do that tonight, brother. Musicians, somebody come tonight with a song for an invitation. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Christians are praying tonight. Thank God for the blood. That blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sin. That blood that paid the price that you and I could be saved tonight. That blood that has settled the past, the present, and the future. I say to you tonight that if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, that you can come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sin, you can be saved tonight. You understand this is a limited time offer. The Bible said today, is the day of salvation. And that we have no promise of tomorrow. That tells me it's a limited time offer. When God put Noah and his family, he said, come into the ark, come thou in the ark. And that God left that door open for 7 days. Now he didn't tell them, I don't guess. But the Bible said when that 7 days was over that God shut them in. That means there was a limited time to that offer to come in. You understand tonight that this thing is just about over. And I'm not talking about this service. I'm talking about Jesus is coming soon. And if you have never been saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, then there's a hell that awaits you. But the price has been paid. The blood has been shed tonight.